The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
The one power that never fails is God's love. We need to allow that love to fill us and overflow like a river, and it's happening. Our yielded clay in the hands of the master potter, he can create vessels of honor through which he flows freely his love and transforming truth, unconditional love.
You too can live amazed at the power of God in your life, next on Life Today.
You know, I'm so overwhelmed by the opportunity of talking to you that I find myself, Betty, wondering how do I really let you know how important this week is going to be? Betty and I are going to be sharing, I think very clearly, the Father's heart. Let me just say to you, the Father's heart and the Father's will for you, through you, and for everyone not only you love, he loves. Betty, you and I are both, and I apologize, we're both 78. That's the truth, isn't it? See, still nobody believes it when they look at Betty and they look at me. But, you know, people have been telling me I'm okay.
You look great.
Well, they're actually saying that. I mean, some of them are saying, James, you're still looking good. Or, now, please listen to me. Because, see, this is the family realm. This is the Father's family realm. This is people who don't know the Father, who may have never even had a father that I didn't. Maybe dysfunctional, missing, or maybe awful. But this Father, he's perfect. And he loves us as imperfect as we are, and we all are. By the way, don't ever make fun of somebody. Don't mock them. It does unbelievable damage. It really does. You know, words are like a knife, and you may get the knife out and the wound may heal, but the scar remains. Many who just had some great musical talent or other talent, and we make fun of them. Do you know that Elon Musk was made fun of much of his life? And do you know most brilliant people believe he might be the most brilliant, smartest man that ever lived? You may not know who he is. Well, he owns Tesla, which is now the largest corporation in history. He's the richest man in history. And we don't know the total wealth of Solomon, but he's, since measurable wealth, there's never anything like him. But listen to me. Here's what I want you to know. The man most people who are really smart, they even say like maybe Einstein might not have been able to sit at the table with him. Do you know that most of the things he hears, if you really track them, it's wisdom? Betty, how does a man who's made fun of for not, you know, being as normal in his thought processes and his thinking, to where he's ridiculed, how does he suddenly seem to track about 75% brilliant wisdom? I think God showed me. A long time ago, people more sensitive than I am, for some reason, felt led to pray for him. And something happened that I've tried to teach you. See, all prayer is important. But when everybody prays, like if we would really pray for the healing of our nation, for the healing of individuals, the healing of pastors and church leaders and national leaders and business leaders. If we would all pray together, there is force in concentrated, focused prayer. I've used this illustration many times. I don't want you to miss any of the illustrations I'm going to repeat today. You know, like the thing that I've watched change people's lives forever, like this one. If you want your prayers answered, seek to be an answer to someone else's prayer. And suddenly you become the miracle somebody prayed for. And people get excited about that. And I'm telling you, if you'll just please hear what I'm saying, concentrated prayer, focused prayer, by thousands, hundreds, millions, is like taking the Colorado River and the force and the power and putting it through a turbine. Focused power will light up the whole Sonoran Desert. Check out Arizona. Unbelievable what focused power can do, the energy it produces. I think people started praying for Musk. And as they prayed, the invisible realm and the signals of truth and life, rather than deception, division, death, he began to hear God. He might not have known it's God. Please understand me. God wants us to pray for His will to be done on His earth. This world is His. He wants His will to be done through His family, through His body submitted to the head, that the gates of hell no longer prevail against. Betty, that's the reason God's given us an audience that actually believes God's will can be done in our marriages. Mm-hmm. And when it hasn't been, that He can heal the broken hearts, perhaps even heal the relationships, but certainly give you the peace of living with the Father's comforting arms around you. And knowing that when you come here every day, somebody loves you. I mean, you say, but James, we see you feed the hungry and the thirsty. Well, Jesus said, everybody that touches the least of these ministers to Him. And He said, if you really want to know the sheep from the goats, the sheep notice the least, the hungry, the thirsty, the defeated, the imprisoned. That's what sheep do, but that's who watches us. Mm-hmm. Now, they may say, I don't know if I'm a real healthy sheep. It's okay, because God wants you to be healthy, and we're here to help make you healthy. And you're watching and supporting in prayer and support so we can stay here and knock on the door of virtually every home in the world and try to get God's arms around everybody watching, so that when they get healthy and they become the family and the body of Christ, we can put God's arms around the whole world He gave Jesus to die for. Isn't that the coolest thing? Betty, if we'll do that right here in America, and we'll realize that we're not going to defeat the enemy with guns and ammo and bullets and swords, we're going to defeat him with the sword of the Lord and not the cross on a chain, that's fine, but literally allowing the power of the cross to prevail in our lives. And the power of that cross transforms them. And this is the sword of the Lord that changes things. If we would really let the sword prevail and the truth prevail, not just in word, but in deed, which we say over and over, let's don't just love poor people in word, but deed. Let's find the missionaries that are anointed to do it, who've given their lives to do it, and we keep the flow of oil in their light, in their lamp, and their bright light shining, so they can keep their hands on the poor and the needy and the thirsty. You do it. You become the miracle they need. You become the support. How do you preach unless they're sent? You send and you support the gospel. Betty, our viewers are greater in kingdom purpose than we are. Yeah. Because we couldn't even be sitting here talking to people about the love of God, demonstrating the love of God all over the world, if you didn't put us here. And if you didn't keep the missionaries doing what they were sent to do. Please get this. Betty, the stage is set for the greatest spiritual awakening in the history of the world. It is, isn't it?
It really is.
We're seeing miracles. Let me tell you one of the greatest miracles we're seeing. We're seeing church leaders. Now, don't miss this, because I've said it, it's the truth. The greatest force, and I preached on it last time you heard me, about self-righteousness being the very enemy of the gospel, and self-righteousness on the part of those who had memorized the first five books of the Bible, had the word hanging on a string around their head, but the word wasn't in their mind, had the word tied on a string around their wrist, but their hands didn't do the word of God. They crucified Jesus. Not Caesar, not Pharaoh, not Potiphar, not Herod. People who could quote the Bible, but didn't realize this is not an idle word, it's your life. They weren't writing truth in the fleshly tables of men's hearts. They were arrogant, pompous, self-righteous, and they crucified Jesus. Self-righteous people keep us from seeing Jesus. I don't think we have a lot of self-righteous people watching. You better be very careful if you tell somebody like me or a preacher, don't you talk to that person. Don't you go over and be with that person. Whatever you do, don't spend any time with that person, especially some kind of leader that's imperfect. Why did David talk to four kings that were rotten to the, Daniel, rotten to the core? Because he spoke the truth of God to power. And every time power listened to God, the whole nation was blessed. Ask Joseph about Pharaoh. He saved everybody. And then foolishly let his own family sell out to the Pharaoh he gave God's counsel to. Joseph made a mistake. Israel made a mistake. We make mistakes. And those who are selling out right now to the government, and I'm telling you, lies are prevailing in this land. When we allow any power on this earth to control God's people, our marriages, our home, our sexuality, our regulations, our laws, to redefine them or scrap them and refuse to enforce them and not even recognize what's best night from day. Folks, listen to me. I am watching the shepherds, and I am watching business leaders, and I am watching national leaders realize wisdom comes from one source. The one power that never fails is God's love. We need to allow that love to fill us and overflow like a river, and it's happening. Betty coming through this studio have been the greatest church leaders, the greatest authors from all different denominations. And when they walk in here, they know they're loved and they know they're served, not just by me and Betty wanting the best for them and the best through them. You do too. Do you realize that I'm holding right here a book that's called The Prayer of Jabez? Ever heard of it? Did you know that when nobody had heard of it, Life Outreach bought the paperback rights? Because I thought that Bruce Wilkerson, who nobody knew, Dallas theological student and wonderful, Hendricks, the professor there, inspired him, inspired a lot of people. He wrote this book. And my son-in-law brought it to me and said, James, this man teaches that you don't give to get. You give to bless, which is what Robert ultimately taught in The Blessed Life, which Robert worked for me for years, just like Governor Huckabee did. And we just wanted to see Jesus. Anyway, I bought this, and we started giving it away, and it became the number one bestseller, and all of the major bookstores like Barnes & Noble and others would call our, our director of television outreach and said, who's this preacher? All he talks about this prayer, Jabez, and we can't get them fast enough, and they can't publish them fast enough, and we got a big display. We walk in the store, we can't miss it at every store. Who is this guy? He said, well, he's James Roberts. He's got a program. And they said, well, we've never seen anything like it. We still own the paperback rights. Do you know how many it sold? 20 million copies. To God be the glory. See, Betty, I want to share God's best with his people. Jesus talked to everybody. Pharisees, publicans, the ones that crucified him. The prostitutes, the drunks, the poor, the rich, the up and out, the down and out. He didn't dodge anybody. We don't either. Do you know that years ago, I wrote this book? And somehow, because I don't like to try to sell our books, and I really don't try to sell books, I try to get you to read books that could change your life. But we're bringing all these different leaders in from all these different denominations. And you need to understand, they come in here and they experience love firsthand. And then they get to meet one another. I have been able to bring the leaders that were taught to never be with another leader. Billy Graham said, spend time with people you've been taught to avoid, James. I did. One of the first ones was Oral Roberts. You've never seen such weeping between two people. When he tells me how lonely I was, and I was pushed out of everything, and you've come to love me, I said, I'm going to get all the people that were criticizing your leaders to come sit in the room with you. Oh, God. I watched God do a miracle not only in Oral, but in me. I watched him do it in everybody's life. The people I was told to stay away from, and we brought them on television. Paul Crouch called and said, James, I'm putting you on the Trinity broadcast because I want you to bring the Bible Baptist and the Adrian Rogers and the Charles Stanleys and the Jerry Falwells and the Ed Young Sr. Would you bring them on? I don't want us just to be a Pentecostal station. I want us to be a Christian station. And I did. We spend our life trying to share the glory of God with all of his family, and you do that. And it's unbelievable. And I am seeing the body of Christ leadership quit cutting each other up, quit training their members to stay away from them because we're all imperfect. We're all clay that needs to be shaped by the potter's hand. I want you to get this book. You know what a lot of people think? You try and talk about how effective and great James Robinson is. I am not. I'm trying to show you what God can do with the shyest person on the planet. Was that me?
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And I mean, when I said, God, I'm in your hands in 3 days, 18 years old, the same power and force that has carried me throughout my life and filled every stadium, and then sent me to the mission fields for the least of these, and you joined. And now bringing all these church leaders together, and I believe we're going to bring national leaders together. I believe we're going to throw aside our tribal mentality and our sectarian worship and what we believe bigger than what anybody else believes when we all have so much to learn. Our yielded clay in the hands of the master potter, he can create vessels of honor through which he flows freely his love and transforming truth, unconditional love. And I'm watching it happen. And that's why we're here, to see God's will done on his earth. I'm going to send this book to you, everybody that helps this week, along with the other beautiful gifts that we've got for you. And I mean, they're beautiful. And a Brahms. I want you to go and just look at the names. I didn't do a thing. I saw a whole town change forever when I was 23 years old standing on a parking lot talking to teenagers. I saw the whole University of Texas leadership team get saved and win the national championship and the game of the century. They came to Christ. At the same time, these kids on the parking lot are changing a whole town that's become one of the centerpiece resorts in the world. Started on a parking lot and nobody even knew my name. They only found out that I was a guy in the citywide crusade where the University of Texas team, like James Street, the quarterback, got saved. If you'll stay with us, I'm talking about all the people that come here, Sheila, Randy, our guests. We're going to take control away from the enemy. And it's not going to be a religious move. I want you to read this because I want you to see what God can do with anybody. We're drilling water wells. This is the last week. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. I'm asking God to give us, we've targeted 350 areas. I believe God showed me that our missionaries and those who drill wells are going to find some vast areas where they're going to say, we could drill 50 wells and not even have to move our rigs very far. And we'd give all those people in those villages water. I want to be able to say, drill them, even though they're not part of the 350. Father, give us more support than we've ever seen in our life. In Jesus' name. If you can drill a well, if you can give 48, and you give people water the rest of their life, or you give 144 or 1,200 or 2,400 and pray for somebody else to join you with a well, or you drill a well, do it right now. this last week. In Jesus' name. Go online, dial the number, use your bank card like a check, please. And don't miss one program this week. I plead with you not to.
The love a mother has for her children can be seen in many ways as she cares for them. When they run and play, it brings a smile to her face. But for Hang Mom, there are no smiles, only fading memories. Like these clothes that once belonged to her five children who died because of waterborne illnesses. Hang Mom had seven children in all. Her fifth child was just a baby when waterborne illness took its life. The pain is still with her. When asked what she hoped for in the future for her two remaining children, Hang Mom had a very simple request. We can help make Hang Mom's plea become a reality by drilling a freshwater well. And by doing so, all the mothers in her village can experience the joy of having clean water for their children.
We've seen a lot of miracles. God, you're one of them. Help us give water. Help us take little children like this mother who lost five. Help us stop the cycle and give them the wells that make little kids look like they're at an entertainment park. You know, they're just so grateful. And I think God has shown me, not just the missionaries, those who drill the wells and say, we got an area. We won't even have to move the equipment very far. We don't have to go over mountains. Bang, bang, bang. We can drill 50 wells here. Let's be able to add 50 to the 350. Father, please, whatever it takes to get through, don't let a busy stop you. Get online, get your bank card. Make the greatest gift of life and love you've ever made. Water for life because of the water of life. Don't miss any show this week. Try not to ever miss life today. That's what we give, life every day.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Bible Promises for Life, the ultimate handbook to everything God guarantees you in His Word, and a powerful resource that will give you the confidence to face life's troubles. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the I Will Give You Rest Throw. It's a reminder of our Savior's promise of rest to those who trust in His grace and love. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Let me show you a water source that these kids are drinking from. And it's really, literally, with no exaggeration, contaminated water, and they let this bucket down and they get the water, but it's not sealed and controlled and capped.
They're making do with what they have, but that's not good enough. It's not going to help them to be healthy. You know, they've got this dirty, filthy, contaminated water to work with. They have to drink it to even survive a day. And I know that there couldn't be a greater joy from the parents of these children, James, than to be able to watch their children grow up. Well, they won't be able to do that if they don't have some fresh water, because after a while, the disease is going to kill them.
Well, and we're the answer to that problem, all of us working together, each person doing what they can, because we know the need is very real. We want you to see it up close and personal. But the thing we really want you to hear and know, you're really the answer. You're the way to provide hope and help to people who deserve it. And drilling freshwater wells, that's love indeed. Help us do it. Dial that telephone number and make the very best gift you can. Please do it and do it now. Please make the gift, or you can go on lifetoday.org. Make that gift online.
Remember, it's last week, and we're sending Living Amazed. You may say, well, I glanced through it, but you didn't know how easy it was to find the miracle stories that God can do with you. Because I was a nobody, and I was so shy. And Betty never believed she would sit here. And you know, we don't have a more powerful force than this sweetheart. Get the book. With all the other gifts, we're going to send you this. And remember, you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. Thank you. Don't miss this week, any day.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today.
I want you to write down dreams that you had, that you've seen fulfilled.
Dreaming big tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.